Yes. Mm. That is absolutely
That's
one tool.
One of the things one of my previous lovers was trying to convince me to do, and I feel like
tools that you can adopt and utilize. And so so what I'm getting at is it does come down to a choice. And ultimately, you know, a lot of people that find themselves in commitment phobic relationships or even codependent relationships often are battling this feeling of desperately desiring to be single and also really wanting to find their soulmate in life. Mm-hmm. It's like maybe even their whole lives they've had this kind of dual emotional, contrasting feelings where it's like, oh, I really want to be single because I love all the freedom that comes with singlehood. Oh, I really want to be with my soulmate because I love feeling, you know, that kind
of thing. Yeah, totally. Right? And I feel like it's almost, you know, the two things can't share the same space. Like if you're in a relationship and you're in love with someone, there's not even a question of whether you want to be committed to them. It's just, it is what it is and it's natural. And so once the question does even arise in your mind, that's when you know there's a little bit of trouble there because, oh man, now you're thinking about, you know, what could I be doing right now because you're not really enjoying this particular moment 100% with this person that you're with. And I feel like that's the trouble with me is that what in this world is lasts forever, you know? Do relationships at any point, you know, from my experience, they always kind of fizzle out and they always kind of end with you feeling like you're just friends, you know? And sex doesn't sound that appealing anymore. And
it's because the passion is gone because it's been.
Why is that though?
Because it's been nitpicked and nagged out of you.
Oh God, stop doing that to me.
You know, and that's, here's the thing is that women are trying to communicate, and you know, and the way that when women get frustrated, we're wanting to share our frustrations. And when we do that in a certain way, it triggers a man to go within himself and withdraw. And eventually, depending on how long you're in a relationship for, the way that most women communicate in relationship, if they haven't learned otherwise actual communication techniques, is actually emasculating. And it is an incredible journey as a woman to learn how to communicate with a man without being emasculating, because there are the nuances of differences, like the word could versus would. When you ask a man, can you take out the trash? I know this is a totally generic example and, you know, women take out trash too. Don't stop me there. But, you know, can you take out the trash? Subconsciously in a man, that will trigger a response of course I can. I'm capable of doing, you know, of course I'm capable of that.
I can take out the trash 20 times.
Right, exactly. But when you ask a man, will you do this? Will you please do this? Or will you do this for me?
Mm.
It gives a man an opportunity to fulfill a need. And that's what men want to do. And again, heterosexual relationships, you know, is what I'm talking about here. But that's in that regard, that's what a man wants to do. He wants to fulfill his woman's wants. And so when you give a man an opportunity to do that, they're like, yeah, I can do that. I mean, I don't know about if they're going to get that excited to take out the trash. But yeah, you know what I mean? It's like a man, it's an option to be a knight in shining armor, the hero. And that creates passion in the relationship. And so there are communication techniques that help to create more passion. And there are ways of communicating without knowing it that actually remove, that emasculates a man so much that there's, you know, you lose that.
So ladies, if you're ever in trouble in bed, you know, and you can't find the passion, you just ask your guy, honey, can you take out the trash?
No, will you? No, I'm just kidding. No, but you know, and I don't want to make this sound like, we only have about, a minute and a half left. And I don't want to make this sound like, you know, this is a one-sided thing here, that women are only the only ones doing the work. You too, as a man, mm-hmm. are behaving in ways that initiate that frustrated response from the woman when she asks you for one very specific thing and you say no because you don't like being told what to do.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Yeah. I think a lot of people don't like to be told what to do.
I know. This isn't personal to you. I mean, this is a typical relationship
dynamic.
Yeah,
totally.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So now that we've talked about all this, if you had one last question, can you think of one last question?
Have you ever seen a relationship between two people that have just weathered through all of this stuff and gives you hope and yeah, just give me a little bit of something.
No, we're all totally screwed. No, I'm just kidding.
I knew it.
Of course. You know, for reals, though, it is, you know, anybody's going to tell you it's going to be hard work. But the more self-growth that you do on your own outside of relationship before entering into relationship is going to give you the potential to find that companion that is the best fit to go the distance with, get into heartache with, go through the hard times with, and come out, you know, the other end, which I guess there really is no other end if you're just going on a long-ass journey together.
All right. So, thank you, Emily Rose. Thank you, guest, for coming in and having this, sparking this conversation about commitment and being, and showing some of yourself on the air. Appreciated. We are going to be signing off here soon. If you want to get in touch with Emily Rose and get some coaching from her, you can go to emilyrosecoaching.com.
Thanks, Tammy.
Yeah, absolutely. And up next is Ecotopia with Stephen and Susan Chudy as they discuss environmental issues with nationally renowned authors and activists. EcoTalk is our local link to a global network of folks who know and care about the health of our planet. And, sir, would you like to intro our outro song really quick?
Oh, totally. This is Ghost Beach Miracle, and it's a Trails and Ways cover, one of my favorite songs.
Awesome.
Cracking me up.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley.